Shall we stand? As we do that, again, we are connecting with our campuses, PBC, Eastgate, Northgate, and Southgate. And we thank God for God, the way God has enlarged us. God has expanded us. We are reading a passage in Colossians, and the Bible says this. It's a prayer that Paul made for this reason. Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you, who has qualified you, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is God's word, and God's people say,
amen.
We may be seated as I pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that as we launch and introduce the theme, we are so grateful that for 365 days of the year 2025, you are with us. And you have graced us to see a new year, a new season with new opportunities. It is my prayer that, Father, for us here in Parklands Baptist Church, all our campuses, and all who will watch this message, that the Holy Spirit will make himself clear and minister to our spirits concerning the theme 2026. Lord, I know that many people will be liberated. There are many people who will have divine connections. And dear Lord, new platforms will come, opportunities, resources, ideas, because it is a divine connection. So Lord, even as I introduce this message for today, minister to our spirits in a special way. We claim every day of 2026. We take charge of January and February and March, April and June, July and August, September and October, November and December. And Father, because you have already walked to December, now come back to January. Hold our hands and walk with us through every day of this year, because you have said the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. So order our steps. Let your thoughts be our thoughts. Let your ways be our ways. All to the glory of your name. We bring our country before you, that in 2026 we shall not lean on the strength of man, but we shall lean on the strength of Jehovah God. And so, Lord, we say thank you, and we give you all the glory and all the praise, for we have prayed in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, connection. Three things I'm talking about as we cast this vision. Number one, the preparation of the vision. Number two, the power of the vision. And three, the possibilities of the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2. Let me read verse 2. It's a verse that we all know, written by Habakkuk. And sometimes I say jokingly, Habakkuk was the cook who cooked herbs. Habakkuk. Hallelujah. But he was a visionary. He cast a vision. He said, then the Lord replied, write the vision down. This is in NIV. Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Tell your neighbor, there is no more delay. Tell your neighbor, the time is now. Talking about the pictures that I want to use to help you understand this vision, because sometimes we think better with pictures. And I'm going to use a couple of pictures. But again, I want to say this vision is about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is involved. Salvation could not take place without the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit being involved. And that is why we have those three statements. Liberating, that's the Holy Spirit. He liberates us. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. He liberates us. But He liberates us when the Father and the Son are connected. And so Jesus was our connection. If you see this picture here, this graph that has been done, and I really thank God for some of the people God gives us to be able to take words and turn it into pictures. Deacon Isowe is the one who designed this. And so he took the words, was able to put a picture. Another member of ours called Joseph Wahome took that picture and was able to put that together. And we thank God, Pastor Simon, for the gift that we have. But if you look at this picture, what do you see at the bottom? The bottom is what? Is what? A crown of thorns. You see, when God is trying to get to us, He uses connections. And so Jesus, through the crown of thorns, became our connection. When God wanted to get Moses' attention, He used a burning bush to connect. Because Moses was busy looking at everything else. He didn't know how God looked like. He didn't know how God was speaking. Then he saw a burning bush. Then he wondered, what is happening to that burning bush? By the time he came close, God spoke to him and said, you're standing in a holy place. And then God gave him an assignment. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you are about to be given an assignment. Tell your neighbor, if you did not accomplish last year's assignment, hiyo ni shauri yako. But tell your neighbor, I have forgotten the former things. I'm ready for a new assignment. When God connected to Abraham, He used visions. Not many of us have visions. Not many of us dream dreams. There are some of us who dream every day. Some of us dream you're being chased by a lion every day. That's what you dream. Others dream about finding money in a field. Have you ever dreamt like that? A lot of money in the field. Then you started putting in the pocket. Then you put it in the pocket. Then you put it in the pocket. When you are just about to collect another one, you woke up. You say, whoa, can I go back to sleep? But the dream ended. But there are some people God used dreams to connect with them. Joseph, Abraham. Those are connecting points. Are we together? Sometimes God uses challenging times like Isaac. The way He could connect with Isaac was using a situation in the land. Genesis 26, let me read those verses. Genesis 26 reminds me of 2026. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now there was what? A famine in the land. That's the only way God could get Isaac's attention. Listen to what He says. Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands. So the famine, that situation was a connection for God to connect with Isaac and give him an assignment. And so God uses different kinds of connections, but for matters of our salvation, our eternal salvation, God had to send His only Son. So in Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says this about that connection. verse 1, it says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, and at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by who? By his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. So, to connect with us, God sent his own Son. And his Son went through this part called the crucifixion. And it is that part now that is described by Isaiah in Isaiah 53. Now, Isaiah 53 is our passage for the year. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 are the verses for the year. But that passage, 53, describes what happened at the crucifixion. The Bible says this, and I'll read just a few verses. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised. We held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced. So those thorns, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Verse 6, we know it very well. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So Jesus had to take the crown of thorns. Tell your neighbor, Jesus had to take the crown of thorns. Because that was his connection point. That was his connection to us. Now forget these guys who get crucified during Easter. They are wasting time. Because the moment they have been crucified and they come down, where do they go? They go to hospital. When Jesus was crucified, where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go? Did he go to heaven or he went to hell? Let me talk to the other ones who have revelations. Did Jesus go to the day he died when he said, it is finished, into thy hands I commit my spirit, and he died? Where did he go? He went where? Okay. Ask your neighbor, did you ever go to Sunday school? Okay, let me give you the verse so that we don't fight all the time. Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible says this, Ephesians 4. Let me pick it from verse 4. The Bible says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to one hope when you are called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it is, says, when he ascended on high, he took many and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who also ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So let me ask you again. When Christ died on the cross and his spirit left, where did he go? I want you to use a word. What happened first? So before he ascended, he descended. Hallelujah. To hell. Why? Because he was the connection that needed to go get Wakina Abraham, Isaac, and all the guys who had died in faith, who are in hell. Are we together? And he had to open those gates. The Bible says when he rose again, the tombs were open. And those who were dead rose again. Because Jesus, when he came to do what is called a rescue mission. Are we together? A rescue mission. That's why Wakina David went. When they died, they were in this place called Hades. So you remember when Lazarus died, he went to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man went to Hades, in hell, in a place of torment. So hell was divided, where the righteous went and the wicked went. So when Jesus went down and took the chains of the devil and the power of death, he rescued everybody and cleared that place of the saints and brought them out. For he who descended is the one who also ascended. So, let me ask you one more time. When Jesus died on the cross, where did he go? Use the word, he did. Because he who descended also? Oh, you are good people. Give yourself a big hand. And that is why you need to get saved. Because if you die, if without being saved, you're not going to ascend. You're going to descend. You're going to descend. But if you die in faith in Christ, the moment you're leaving your body, you will be ascending. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So I don't know why I went there. That's not my message. My message was that Jesus Christ became our connection. He became a liberator. He became the one who took our sins so that you would not take those sins. He took judgment so that you would not take judgment. He took our suffering so that you would not suffer. So Jesus left his crown of glory, took the crown of thorns. Why? So that he could take the crown of thorns and give you the crown of glory. That was the liberation. That is the connection. That's what we're going to talk about this year. What God has done for us. Many of us in our salvation, we only believe that we have been saved from. And that's where we get stuck. We're just getting saved from. The Lord has saved me from drinking. He saved me from prostitution. He saved me from smoking. He saved me from. Nobody thinks about he saved you from into what? So the into is what we want to talk about. The from he sorted out. But the into, we don't enjoy it because we don't know it. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And that is the liberation that will come when we suddenly know what Christ did for us. And so, as I said, three things so that I can summarize this because I'll be talking about this the whole month. And so you better come early next Sunday. Bwana asifiwe. Yeah, if you want to see your normal seat, come early. You'll be there. So preparation. Tell your neighbor preparation. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 11 says this. To 10. This is his prayer. This is what he's praying. He says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with what? With knowledge. Pastor Simon, as we prepare ourselves, we must prepare ourselves in knowledge. We need to know what the vision is. Knowledge. Then we need to understand what the vision is. And then we need to pray through what we know and what we understand. Because as we pray through, then God begins to give us a vision. We begin to know that what Christ did for us here, as we pray, now it translates in our daily lives in a certain way. Because this is not just theology, this is reality. This is spiritual reality. Because we don't need to live the life of Christ in the Bible. That life needs to come out of the Bible into our lives. Into our lives. The victory of Christ needs to stop being in his hands and come into our hands. So that in this year, you are going to be victorious. This year, you are going to triumph. This year, you're going to be above situations and circumstances. This year, you're going to switch from darkness to light. In fact, you're not going to. You have already switched. You're on the other side. That's what Christ has done. Many of us, after we get saved, we try to make ourselves worthy of salvation, worthy of the kingdom. You don't have to. Christ has already made you worthy. He has qualified you. You are qualified. 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 Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have been qualified. Tell your neighbor, throw away your CV. You have been qualified. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this, and Pastor Simon always likes to prophesy these things. Some of you are going to get jobs without your CV being presented. Now, your CV is important. You know the way some people say, education is not good. It's not good. And yet, they have 2 degrees. But God is going to open doors for you that will shock you, will amaze you. Pastor Simon, the other day, was talking about destiny. That God has plans for you. He has a destiny for you. That is already put together. God is not trying to figure things out along the way. Ulizaliwa kubum. God akasema, we? And how is that Jesus? Tufanya nini hapa? Huyo ni daktari. Hapana, hapana. Huyo ni chokora. Before your mother and father even met, God planned for you. Let me tell you this. Some of you were born because of a rape situation. Your mother got raped. And you wonder, did I ever show up? Was that an accident? Let me tell you this. The Bible says God is able to turn what is evil and turn it into good. Let me tell you this. Jesus is our connection. This year, God is going to work all things together for good to those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And so God is preparing us. Tell your neighbor, God is preparing you. If you received some call from State House and suddenly you are called, Maxi, Pastor Maxi, you received a call. Is that Pastor Maxi? Yes, it's Pastor Maxi. You have been appointed to be a Kenyan ambassador to Japan. Now, first of all, he'll get shocked. Then number two, he will get scared. Then number three, he will say, I am not ready. I'm not prepared. I cannot take this. He started wondering what to do. So there's what we call a preparation time. When planes are about to take off, when they land, they are prepared. They start loading this plane. Let me tell you this. This vision is loading you. They start loading the plane. They load food. They load fuel. They're just loading this before the passengers even arrive. Then the passengers come with their bags and suitcases, and the suitcases are loaded onto this plane. Let me tell you this. This vision is preparing you. You are being loaded. God is loading amazing things for you. Can you imagine? God has already factored everything you will need until December 31st, 2026. And he has loaded, he's loading all those things in your system and in your circumstances so that when you take off in this month, you have everything you need in Jesus' name. You better receive that in Jesus' name. You're loading. So get to know the vision. Get to understand the vision. Get to pray through the vision. But secondly, very quickly, I want to talk about the power of the vision. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says this very quickly. He says, being strengthened with all power. In other words, vision empowers you. It strengthens you with all power according to his glorious might so that you may have great endurance and patience. There are things God wants you to endure. There are things that God wants you to be patient about. There are things that God wants you to be enlightened. Let me read another verse in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16. Again, Paul is praying for the Ephesians. And this is what he says in that verse. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And then he says in verse 17, And this is what he's praying. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of what? Wisdom. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, wisdom is being loaded in you. Tell that neighbor, foolishness out. Wisdom in. So receive wisdom now. I'm saying receive wisdom now. That's what I'm praying. Pastor Simon, that's what Paul was praying. He says, may they receive wisdom to know what they actually have. This connection has loaded them with amazing things, but they need to understand those things. So let me finish that prayer. He's saying this in Ephesians. I pray that the eyes, just go back to Ephesians. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Let me tell you this. You need to know God, not the way the pastor knows God. You need to know God the way you know God. Don't try to compete with pastor. You don't know Hebrew, so don't try to compete with him. You don't know Greek, don't try to compete with him. You just compete with yourself and be better day by day with yourself. Bwana asifiwe. Don't try to pray spiritual prayers that you have never prayed for. Don't start changing your voice and things like that. Father God, 2026, I'm serious. And while you're saying that, then you say, "Riri, riri." Pastor Simon, God is good. God doesn't care about your accent. People in Western Kenya, instead of saying Jesus Christ, they say Jesus Christ. So you're wondering, is Jesus a crust of bread or what? But Jesus understands them. So don't try to compete with anybody, but compete with you. Because you're the best you we have in this world. Bwana asifiwe. But as you load and load, God then gives you power. Vision gives you power. Let me tell you this, the vision for this year gives you power. Did you know, Pastor Simon, this year we are celebrating Jubilee? Let me read this verse for you. Leviticus 25, verse 10. The Bible says this, that knowledge needs to give you power. It's a vision we are casting. It says this, consecrate what? The 50th year. And proclaim liberty. Now that's where we get that word liberating. Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your own family property and to your own clan. Look at verse 13 of that same chapter. The Bible says this, in this year of jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property. You see, this church was inaugurated in 1976. So, starting 76, 86, 96, 2006, 2016, 2026. How many years? 50 years. Strange things happen in the 50th year. Liberty is happening in the 50th year. Last year, because I'm part of the Evangelical Alliance of Kenya, in the executive board. Parklands Baptist Church is part of that Evangelical Alliance. Now in that board, currently, our chair is Pastor Reverend Kitoto. The vice chair is Dr. Robert Langat. And the honorary treasurer is who? Is none other than Pastor Ambrose. Now, can you imagine? Sometimes some of you are wondering, Ambrose, do you know this? Do you know accounts? I know accounts. 1 + 1 = 2, my friend. I know how to count. The last year, the Evangelical Alliance celebrated 50 years. 50 years. It was their Jubilee year. Now, for 49 years, Pastor Simon, 49, even though the alliance is big, the alliance is known, we are amazing. The people like Dr. Oginde being the chair there, Bishop Karaoke being the chair, now Bishop Kitoto and the others, we are known, but we never had an office. We rented. So, in the 49th year, somebody challenged us and said, why don't you get a floor, a whole floor, on the AEA Plaza on Spring Valley, not Spring Valley, Valley Road. They challenged us and we said, Allah, we can get it. They were selling one whole floor for 60 million Kenya shillings. So the pastors got together and they began to to fundraise. We fundraised and fundraised all the churches. We tried our best. We got 10 million. 60 is very far. We tried again. We reached 12 million. Then the pastors were so tired. And I'm the treasurer. Can you imagine? I was about to start singing that song to say, Toa ndugu, toa dad, ulicho nacho wewe, bwana anakuona mpaka moyon, toa ndugu. And you know, treasurers can really be challenged, but started praying, saying, God, you're a God of breakthrough. You're a God who's amazing. But let me tell you this. In the 50th year, when we went from 2024 into 2025, somebody wrote us a check of 30 million Kenya shillings. 30 million. Yani aliandika tu, and it was a personal check. Yeah. We thought that was a serious breakthrough. Oh, we praised the Lord. We sang. We shouted. We nearly somersaulted, but we stopped. But it was not yet enough. And the pastors were now fatigued. They could not raise any more amount. Then a word went, reached that same guy at the balance. We had a balance of 18 million. He gets his checkbook. He writes 18 million. And it only happened the 50th year. Now, if that happened to EAK, what do you think will happen to Paki? In this 50th year we're in, we got the whole floor. In fact, some of the tenants that were on that floor are now our tenants. We are landlords. And the treasure is feeling good. The balance sheet is good. Hallelujah. Why am I telling you this? So that you can catch the vision. Because when you catch the vision, it will power you to the next level. You know that word Jubilee, Pastor Simon? J stands for Jesus Christ. U stands for unlimited provision. B stands for blessing. I stands for inspiration. Then L stands for lands and properties. Somebody just missed that. God is setting you up to get lands and properties. And God is saying that the project you started, this is the season. All provision will come for you to finish what God started. This year, this is your season. Some things you just have to nyakua them by faith. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry and though it linger, it shall surely speak. It shall come to pass. So the power of vision. Do you have that vision? You see, when you have this vision, it liberates you. It connects you. And it takes you to the next level. So tell your neighbor, I'm liberated. Tell your neighbor, I'm connected. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to the next level. Write the vision down so that those who read it may run. People who run are empowered. They are strengthened. Something is ignited. That's why I really want you to read this. And I want you to begin to decree and declare the things that are in here, because it is God's word that releases the power. Do you know, for a plane, when they're just about to leave, they have what is called a flight path. This is where we are going. You know, we are flying from Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. We are heading to the United States of America, maybe New York or some other place. But we are passing through London, or we are passing through France, or we are passing through Amsterdam. So they create a flight path. You know exactly where you're going. Let me tell you this. The word of God is your flight path. This word will tell you where God is taking you. Bwana sifiwe. Now, in some planes, and I'm preparing some of you because you're going to fly. Bwana sifiwe. In some planes, when you're in there are some two TV sets on every seat. TV sets. TV sets. And you can watch TV and things like that. But you can change a channel and you can see the flight path. You can know how far you have left and where you are going at every minute and time in 2026. Starting with January, and we are on the 4th of the month. God has charted your path. He knows where you're going. And if you can just lean on Him, you'll be able to go step by step until your destination. And that is why, don't neglect the word of God. Then don't neglect the things that God is saying. Don't neglect some of the things we'll be saying on this pulpit. Don't neglect the prophecies and the proclamations we'll be making. Because the Bible says, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be done what? It shall be done unto you in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I am connected. Tell your neighbor, I have the power of vision. And vision will propel me forward. You see, when God was creating the earth, Pastor Simon, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord hovered upon the waters. That is preparation. He hovered upon the waters. So He was preparing. But then there needed to be power. So the next verse says, and God said, let there be light. When God speaks, there is enough force and power to take you where you need to go. In Jesus' name. So God spoke. God said. Let me tell you, the next verse says, and light became. Some verses said, and light burst forth. When you decree and declare, what you decreed and declared bursts forth. It becomes a reality in Jesus' name. So don't give up. Forget the former things. I prayed. Nothing. This year I'm not praying. Let me tell you this. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has not given up on you. I remember there's a lady who really prayed. Her name is Hannah. Hannah prayed. And it was a bad motive. You know, sometimes when you have a bad motive, God doesn't answer your prayer. Do you know why she was praying? What was she praying for? A child. Why was she praying for a child? Huh? Because of somebody called Penina. Penina got married. Before long, ka-ding, a child was born. Another one, ka-ding. Hannah, no child. So she was so upset. And she prayed, God, give me a child. Penina cannot just go ahead of me like this. Prayed, nothing. God will not answer that prayer. Then one day she said, listen, God, if you give me a son, I'll give him to you. And God says, now you're talking. And I'm not just going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a prophet. Let me tell you this. God is about to shift your answered prayer from what you're asking to what you really wanted, so that God is glorified in the answer of your prayer. I'm telling you, some of you, you're praying for salary increment. Oh, Jehovah God, salary increment. Oh, Father, when God wants to give you an idea that will revolutionize this country, and it will attract all the salary you need with one idea. Can you imagine I'm throwing the idea? Divine ideas. You know, some of you, this is what you're doing. The idea is coming and meow. The idea passed. Another one came, God, release the word. Release the word. Then God releases. Meow. When God releases, be prepared to catch it. The vision is being cast. Do what? Catch it. In Jesus' name. When you catch it, it carries you along with it. In Jesus' name. Somebody better receive that. Now give God a big hand. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Number three. The possibilities of vision. Tell your neighbor possibilities. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14 says this. And I really like this because this is the takeoff point. The other one that the plane was loading. Then there was a flight path. But now it is takeoff. Tell your neighbor, takeoff. The Bible says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Okay? Now, when you're reading the Bible, you need to read many, many verses because that word, Pastor Simon, he has rescued us. You know, when you rescue somebody, he has rescued us. And then it is followed by the word, brought us. When you bring somebody, you hold them and bring them. He has brought us. That's not a very strong word. Now, in the Amplified version, it says this. Amplified, the same verse. It says, for he has rescued us and has drawn us. Again, the word drawn is not very nice because you can think God is drawing you. So we need another word. Now, go to King James Version. KJV. KJV says this. Who hath delivered us? Now, don't worry about the hath. Hath. King Jimmy had just come from the dentist. So hath. He just came and says, hath. Thou goest. There was no teeth. Hath. For who hath delivered? We don't talk like that today. And some of you think you're very spiritual. Says, the Lord hath delivered me. He delivereth me. Why are you saying delivereth? I couldn't come and delivereth. Just say he has delivered me. That is English. But King Jimmy was written in 1611. We are in 2026. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? And then hath done what? Now that word translated. Now that is a powerful word. Translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In other words, God has hamishad you. He has relocated you from one domain to another domain. In other words, when you move to another domain, things shift. So for example, because some of you are going to fly out of the country and you're going to go to America. When you reach America, you're in another dominion. There, you need to change your Kenya shillings. Because Kenya shillings don't work in the US. What works is dollars. You are in a new dominion. But if you kazanad yourself and say, I'll use my Kenya shillings whether you like it or not, you'll be very disturbed and disappointed because you are in another domain. You have been relocated. And I'm telling you, God has relocated you. God has transferred you, translated you. You're no longer down here. You are now up here. You have the crown of glory on your head. So look at your neighbor's head and tell your neighbor's head, I can see a crown. Just tell them, I'm seeing it by faith. Some of you are saying, I'm just seeing your hair. I'm seeing a crown. You have a crown. No thorns on your head. Jesus took the thorns. He gave you a crown. Jesus gave you the victory. He took the defeat. Are we together? He translated you. Now function like somebody who has been relocated. Somebody who has changed position. Somebody who hasn't been hamishwad. You are in another place. And this week, this month, that's what we'll be talking about. And the blood of Jesus is the visa that caused you to move from one place to another. visa. And the visa is important. Very important. And so when you're Hamishwad, now start living like people on the other side. Pretty soon in the US, if you stay there for about 2-3 years, your accent also changes. But there are some people, it doesn't take 2 years. The first day they land, the accent changes. But I'm telling you this. As you take off, there is what is called a runway. A runway. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, your airport needs to be expanded. Some of you, or some of us, our airport was the Wilson Airport. But God wants to expand our Wilson Airport because there are some planes He wants to land on our airport. But our runway cannot handle it. Our runway is too short. In other words, God is saying, enlarge your runway. Because when you have these big jumbo jets, these big planes, Emirates and whatever, and they are just about, they need a runway that is big enough, because when they start moving and they start taking off, the acceleration is amazing. In about 10 seconds, they're moving from zero to nearly 200 kilometers an hour. And they need a runway that can handle that. So tell your neighbor, you need a bigger airport. Hallelujah. There are some planes that will not take off, and there are some planes that will not land. God has a blessings. Let me tell you some of these blessings. Let me tell you some of the runways that some people had. You need a runway. Tell your neighbor, I need a runway. Because that runway gives God the possibilities to bring into your life, because 2026 will be a year of acceleration and great possibilities. But you need a what? Runway. Some of us even don't have a runway. We don't even have an airport. I was joking with Pastor Simon and saying, can a plane, a jumbo jet 747 land in Muranga? Is it possible? Now, Pastor Simon later said, Muranga is so much hilly. In fact, there's a day I came to Muranga. My friend, that place is hilly. You can have no air. There's no big airport. Let me tell you this. The other day when I went to Rwanda, I was told that that Kaya airport they have, which is just like a hill. Somebody just went, took a knife and sliced the top of the hill. And they had an airport. When we landed, you know, you're landing. When you reach the ground, you see the plane is going very fast. Now you have to brake. The plane went. Now meshikilia viti. Why such a struggle? The runway is so short. But in some areas, Heathrow Airport, you land here, then it hits the ground. Akuna mbiombio. Mpaka musimame. Muranga, you cannot land there. There's no airport. Let me tell you this before I finish my message. Some of you need to create an airport for God to land. 2026, give God a reason to land on your airport. Let me show you that reason. Isaiah 54. Verse 2, the Bible says this. And by the way, this message will continue next week. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Why? For you will do what? Spread out. Just do that. Don't slap anybody. Just do this. Spread out. Amen. Spread out how? To the right. to the left. Then your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Give God a place to land. And then give God a place to take off. Because somebody is about to take off in Jesus' name. I'm talking to somebody right now. You're about to take off. But some of us, your runway is too small. Your thinking capacity is too small. Your mindset is too negative. Your ethics are not the best. Hello? How you act at home is not the best. You're squeezing your life. If some of you, when you're praying for finances, Jehovah God, I'm praying for finances, Jehovah God. Oh Lord, if you can just send that 1M, I'll be fine. 1M, I'll be fine. 1M, I'll be, and you know, God wants to give you even more than 1M. But God knows that day he does that, that's the last time you'll be seen in church. You'll take off. So God, ameshikilia your 1 million because your capacity to handle 1 million. You can only handle 10K. 10K. So God is saying, let me give you 10K. Ah, no, God. You are a God of abundance. 1M. 1M. You have no capacity. So this year, increase your capacity. Increase your capacity. Because if God give you 1M, what is a tithe of 1M? 100? 100,000. Will you give that 100,000? No, you won't. You'll tell God, God, Bana, you don't understand things. By the way, God, I'm so happy that I'm getting a salary of 1M. But Father God, you know, I've come from a very deep place. Now I'm rising. This month, forget it. Next month, don't worry. I will catch up. After 4 months, you actually need to give 400K. You tell God, God, can we start again? So God says, I would rather take the 1 million and give you 10K because you will manage, because the tithe for 10K is what? 1K. Tell your neighbor, foolishness out. Wisdom in. You know, there are these guys who expanded their capacity. And I want to tell you this while you're standing. So please stand on your feet. Are you nittering something?
Yes.
I'm also nittering a lot while I'm standing here. Pastor Simon, Abraham gave God the runway of faith and God was able to give him a covenant. Isaac, God gave him the blessing of prosperity because the guy said he sowed in that year. And in the same year, he harvested 100-fold. Jacob had what is called the possibility of branding. Some of you are going to have a new brand. Because Isaac fought for his brand. He said, God, I'll not let you go until you do what? You bless me. And God said, I'll change your name. You're no longer going to be Jacob. You're going to be Israel. A brand change. Because now he had capacity. Before he had no capacity. Jacob means a swindler, a con man. But when he wrestled with God and said, God, bless me, God shifted his brand. I pray that God will shift your brand.
Amen.
Give God a runway. Sarah had the possibility of conception and productivity, but for so long he was barren. But the Bible says he had faith in God. And God caused him to conceive and be productive. Deborah had the possibility of strategic victory plans. And God is giving some of you victory plans. Strategic victory plans like Deborah. Right now, position yourself for that capacity. Give God that runway for takeoff. David had the possibility of overcoming giants. And I'm telling you this year, there are giants you're going to bring down. I'm saying there are giants you're going to bring down. And I'm telling you, you don't have to go to the gym. David never went to the gym. Afanane kama Goliath. Amebeba machuma, amebeba machuma. Amekula masteroids. Suddenly, amegeuka. Kujanga na anatafuta Goliath. A sling, a stone. That skill brought a Goliath on the ground. May you use just that skill that you have. That idea you think everybody is rejecting. That's what God is going to use to bring your giants down. Down. Joshua had a possibility of taking and occupying territories. And some of you are going to occupy territories. Do you know what Joshua had? Courage. Be strong and courageous. For I am with you, says the Lord. Hannah had the possibility of elevation. Do you know what Hannah said after he got children? He said, God has lifted me from the ash heap and made me sit among princes. Some of you are about to be elevated. I'm saying some of you are about to be elevated. From the ash heap to sit among princes. Jabez had the possibility of enlargement. Enlarge my territory. And God granted his request. Joseph had the possibility of high level favor. High level. Some of you are about to go to high level of favor. Are you about to receive that? High level of favor is coming your way. Paka utashtuka. Joseph went through a very difficult time interpreting some dreams, sorting out some data issues. Hallelujah. Creating opportunity solutions. Before he knew it, he was given a call from the palace in a foreign country. And he was given a situation. And he gave the strategy. And then he gave a way out. And Pharaoh said, Sini wewe tu. There's nobody else like you. You become in charge. Some of you are about to become in charge. And you know, Joseph was so blessed because part of the position he was given a wife. Given a wife. High level favor. Chariots. A whole country in charge. Receive. Give God a runway for takeoff. Tell your neighbor, put on your seatbelt. We're about to take off. Now don't be mjuaji. Don't be a knowing person. Unasema mimi hakuna seatbelt naweka. Weka kitu gani? Me, I know how to sit. Now I want to say this to those of you who drive. If you don't use a seatbelt, start using a seatbelt this year. Let me say it one more time. If you are a driver and you never put on a seatbelt, start putting on a seatbelt this year. Some of you say, but Amir, I don't have a car. That's okay. Put a seatbelt in your mind. Amen? Because physics, when a body, if you are in a body that is going 200 kilometers an hour, a vehicle is going 200 kilometers an hour, you also are going 200 kilometers an hour. When that body stops suddenly and you don't have a seatbelt, you are continuing to go at 200 kilometers an hour. But if you have a seatbelt, when it stops, if the seatbelt is strong enough, you'll get stuck where the body got stuck. But in a plane is going at 400 kilometers an hour. And you're saying, I'm not going to put on my seatbelt. Put on that seatbelt. Obey instruction. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Very soon we are going to go into prayer and fasting. We'll be giving you details there. There are things that God is going to do. But let me tell you this. This is your season of takeoff. That the engines are revving. It's already loaded. Everything is in place. But Pastor Simon, the good thing is this. That this year you're not a passenger in that plane. You are a co-pilot in that plane. You're a co-pilot in that plane. Hallelujah. What are we looking at? You're looking at Pastor Simon. Amen. That amazing opportunity is amazing opportunity. You're a co-pilot with God. You're checking the flight plans together. You're checking that screen. God is showing you visions and dreams, strategies and opportunities. And then you're taking off with Him. May that be your portion. Somebody better receive it in Jesus' name. I'm talking to those online. Position yourself. I'm talking to those of you in the pavilion. Position yourself. In the youth sanctuary, position yourself. We have taken a lot of time to be able to communicate this. But next week, we shall make it a bit less. And we shall have more time because we are launching this. But I want to tell you this. Go back, listen to this message, and begin to pick what God wants you to pick. Because you have been positioned for takeoff. For takeoff. In Jesus' name. Somebody better give God a big hand and tell Him thank you. Thank you. Come on, somebody needs to tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Liberating divine connection. Tell your neighbor, liberating divine connection. Say it again. Tell the other neighbor. They turn around, tell the guy behind you. Now, that is a very difficult instruction. Sorry. That's a difficult instruction. You know, when you turn to tell the guy behind you, at when you turn, they also? Sorry for that. Now, those behind, don't turn. So, tell the person behind you. The ones in front, turn, muko nyuma. Are you glad you came?
Yes.
I'm glad I came. I'm glad I came. And together, we are going to make a difference in 2026.
Yes.
Don't let just the pastors be the ones taking off. Take off with us. We are together in this. Let's put our hands together. Let's go together with this. You know, let's rise together. Let's win together. Let's triumph together. Let's have testimonies together. Because the divine connection is already with us. In Jesus' name. Let's give God another one more big hand. Thank Him. Thank Him. Amen. I know for some of you, next week is going to be very busy. We have already been praying for you, those who are taking children back to school. And I know God is going to work things out for you. Amen. That those who are still traveling from up country, we are praying for their safety to be able to come. And all glory to God. Pastor Simon, come up as you release us. And just thank your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have been so patient. Tell your neighbor, you've been so patient. Just ask them, do you know what time it is? Just ask them. Yanni, we have been in church for this long. Yanni, what was Pastor telling us? So tell your neighbor, it was not wasted time, it was invested time. Amen. Next Sunday, you'll not stay this long. Buona sifiwe. Pastor Simon, where are you? Pastor, this is our season. We are taking off. In Jesus' name. You've been loaded.
Yes.
Loaded.
Yes.
Loaded. flight path iko tayari. And we are taking off.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you as you release us.
Thank you. Let's appreciate Reverend Ambrose Nyangao. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Reverend Ambrose, we appreciate you. And thank you for that gate opener message of the year 2026. And we thank God that the launch of Theme Vision 2026 is now done. Let's give a hand to the Lord. It's already done. Thank you. And we have said it is a year of the Lord's liberating divine connection. Why don't we say it together? The year of the Lord's liberating divine connection. And Reverend Ambrose has given us three portals of entry. One, the preparation, the second, the power, and the third, the possibilities. And all of this is about vision. And then he's given us a zinger to go home with. Give God a runway. Give God a runway. I'm giving him a runway. Let's give God a runway. Parklands Baptist Church, in our 50th year, Jubilee year, we are giving God a runway so that the big planes can actually be taken from our airport. I had the chance of going with a charter flight from Wilson, and I was going to Singida, Tanzania. It was like a small little flight that the wind was blowing this way and the other way. There was a British pilot, a former military guy, and as we took off from Wilson, he told me we are doing the last miles of this plane. So I was scared throughout. Such a little plane, we were just three of us, the pilot and two others there. It kept going this way and the other way. It was so little, it needed just a small airport to land on. Somewhere in the middle of Tanzania, we landed in a Catholic center, and we landed on a playing field, a school playing for football, with a light aircraft. And I'm telling you, it's never been bumpy for me like it was then, because we were taking, you know, the path, the levels of the field. Takeoff was a problem. It was like a little field, and there were trees in front. I prayed. Hallelujah. But thank God, we mounted and then we got to destination. Give God a runway big enough for takeoff of big jumbos. You know, these big, big flights. I think that's the take home, Pastor Ambrose, as we set off on this year of the Lord's liberating divine connection. Another hand to the Lord, appreciating the servant of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Now, I think it's time for us to take the blessing. I want you to know you're blessed with every blessing in the spiritual realms. That is found in Ephesians 1 verse 3. You are blessed with every covenant blessing found in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 13 as we sought set off in the year 2013. You are also blessed with the covenant blessing of Abraham, Genesis 12, verse 1 to 5, the fivefold blessing that came upon Abraham. I decree, together with Reverend Ambrose, that you are loaded with these blessings. God has gone before you the whole year. We are commanding the year now. God has gone ahead of you in the year 2026. God is coming behind you in the year 2026. God has laid his hand of blessing in the year 2026. Psalm 139:5. But also as you go through this year, underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33 verse 27. And so you are blessed through and through. And the devil will not be able to do a thing the whole year from beginning to end. And these blessings are coming to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, let's give a better hand to the Lord. Glory, glory. Amen. 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 Another round of applause to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Psalm 118 verse 15 says, I can hear a shout of victory in the tent of the righteous. And that's why we blow the shofar. Because as we blow the shofar, the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. And every opposition in your pathways, every roadblock is removed just by an act of faith of blowing the shofar of victory. And so, my son, Joshua, you are blessed big time. And the rest of the team for blowing that team. The young generation of Africa, you are blessed. And this year is the year of the young generation. And God is coming through for you, the young generation of this continent. Your day has come. Your time has come. And we are blowing the shofar. Blow it louder. Blow it louder for the young generation. Glory to God. Amen. He is amazing. He is wonderful. So you are blessed on Monday. Blessed on Tuesday. Blessed on Wednesday. Blessed on Thursday. Blessed on Friday, blessed on Saturday, blessed this coming Sunday. And you are coming back with testimonies. We decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. The other one we shall say, surely goodness, I know East Gate, North Gate, South Gate, you are with us. You're really blessed. So let's say surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Shalom.